Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Greg. Thanks for joining me today. As we begin our prayer and reading today, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, be still, and be aware of God's presence. Let's take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking and feeling, as well as thank Him for all that He's done, is doing, and will do. A prayer for the presence of Christ. Lord Jesus, stay with us from the beginning to the end of this day. Be our companion in the way. Kindle our hearts and awaken hope, that we may know You as You are revealed in Scripture and in the breaking of bread. Grant this for the sake of Your love. Amen. Lord, as I read Your words in Scripture, I ask, Holy Spirit, that You lead me and give me understanding. Lord, I ask that You would draw near and meet with me and lead me into Your kingdom today. Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet have been standing within Your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem built as a city that is bound firmly together, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Their thrones for judgment were set, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love You. Peace be within Your walls and security within Your towers. For my brothers and companions' sake, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek Your good. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I reflect on this scripture, I'm reminded that the Christian life is not a life of individual pursuit and relationship with the Lord, but one that is explicitly, fundamentally, and essentially communal. I'm not a follower of Jesus as an individual, but we are followers of Jesus as a community. There are a lot of things that we can reflect on about this, but I want us to focus in on this scripture that the Lord has for us today in this psalm, as well as look at two things from it. So first, the psalm. Verse 1 of Psalm 122 says this, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" I want us to notice a couple of things about the language used in this verse. Note that the psalmist, as an individual, is thinking back on a time when he experienced gladness. David was glad when others came to him and said to him, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." The other people were the ones who encouraged him, spurred him on, instructed him, not just in knowledge or belief, but actually in practice and action in life. They didn't just tell David to go to the house of the Lord, but they invited him to go with them, that we went to the house of the Lord together. The one thing from this verse that I'm personally reflecting on is the nature of encouragement within community. I'm continuing to grow more and more and more in the conviction that change and transformation doesn't happen individually, but actually happens communally. Even when someone may be experiencing something individually, it's still informed, shaped, and dictated by what's been experienced with others, namely with the Lord, with the church, with trusted others, with family, within society. The psalmist becomes glad when the community encourages him. And this is a reality for you and I, that we need the community. The second thing from this psalm that I want us to notice is that the psalmist was glad to be going to the house of the Lord alongside others within the community. For David, the Lord's house was a building. When Jesus walked the earth, the Lord's house and presence dwelt fully within him. And after Jesus' resurrection, the Lord's house, which is his presence, where he dwells, is within his people, both individually and communally. The Lord indwells each person who trusts him, and the Lord indwells the community collectively as his body. As 1 Corinthians would explain, some are hands, some are feet, some are arms, some are eyes. But what's important for me today is that David's experience is our experience as humans in God's image, as followers of God, as those who look to Jesus for our salvation. You and I were not created to live life and pursue God by ourselves as individuals. We were made to need others to come alongside us. And we were made to serve others and come alongside them. So in my question for reflection for us today, simply this: who can you encourage in their faith today? As we take some time to pause, I want us to pray for someone in our church or our faith family, and maybe send them a text or a note later today. The question is, who can we encourage in their faith today? Lord, thanks for the picture that David has before us today, that he was glad when others spurred him on, when he joined in with others to celebrate your presence. And Lord, thank you that your presence is sure within us, that the Spirit is a guarantee of your presence within us, and that you have given us your Spirit as individuals, but even more as a community, that we are your body together. And so, Lord, thank you that you have made us to be your bride as a people. Lord, I pray that we would believe that. I pray that we would step into that. I pray that we would take action on that today, that we would maybe ask for help or offer help. So make us glad, we pray, as we pursue your presence together, so that through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom would come.